We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's relationship intervention.
Who do you have an issue with, a problem? You know our listeners speak the truth. And if you want some honest feedback of how to handle it, bring it to the air on Relationship Intervention. We do it every Thursday at this time. And this morning we have Cassie on the phone. Cassie, your situation really hits close to home, pun intended, because I am a stepmom and you are having an issue in your blended family. What's going on?
Hey guys, thank you so much for taking my call. And Elizabeth, knowing that you are a stepmom, you are probably exactly the person that I need to be talking to right now.
Okay.
So I want to start by saying, I mean, honestly, my ex and I are doing really well at co-parenting. We have a 7-year-old, and so far we've done a really good job. We just kind of take care of things. But he's remarried, and his new wife and I don't really talk, and that's fine. I don't really have a need to have a relationship with her. I don't dislike her. No issues there. But, and I should also say, she seems to really care for my daughter. She seems to be really, really good with her.
Well, first and foremost, that's got to be very important right there. I mean, your relationship with her, whatever, yeah. But at least your kid is like, oh, yeah, we get along well.
It is, and that's why I feel like I need to put that point out there, because that is a huge, huge part. But we did have an issue last week, and I could really, really use some help figuring out how to handle this. So my daughter was on the phone with her dad, and I overheard her say, can you put mom on? She was clearly talking about the stepmom.
About, yeah, your husband's new wife.
Yeah. I literally stopped what I was doing and just listened. I was so upset, honestly. It really kind of crushed me. It broke my heart. You know, this woman's only been in her life for a year, and she's calling her mom?
I can hear in your voice that you're hurt by that. Are you feeling threatened?
I wouldn't so much say threatened. It's definitely just heartbreaking. You know, because again, she is good with my daughter. I don't have any reason to dislike this woman. She seems to be a good fit for our little blended family. My only issue is there's only one mom, and that's me. And, you know, I feel like as moms, we work so hard for that. And to hear your kid call someone else mom.
Hello, you also pushed that kid out through your hips.
Yeah,
so I get it.
But hey,
I get it.
And I'm coming at this from the stepmom point of view. And I am look, I understand bio moms. I'm not taking anything away from that. But mothering to me is a verb. It's an action. How many biological kids did Mother Teresa have? People still call her Mother Teresa.
Call her Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just saying that there are plenty of people that are biological parents. Hello, biological dads that are not in the picture, that maybe don't need to be called dad.
My wife works with foster kids, and she says a lot of the foster kids on her caseload call their foster moms mom.
It's about relationships. It's not always about DNA. But I'm not taking away from what you're saying, Cassie, and I can understand that that would hurt you. But do you know, did someone tell your daughter to call the stepmom mom? Do you know anything more about it?
Well, that's kind of where I'm stuck, is I really want to approach her dad and ask her dad, like, did you tell her to say this? Did she tell her to say this? Like, who told her to start calling this woman mom? I mean, can't she call her literally anything else on the planet would be fine.
What would you like her to call her?
That's a good question.
I mean, you know, she's like, hey, dad, and maybe it just kind of, out of habit, just slipped out saying, put mom on the phone.
I don't know that it just slipped out. I feel like it. She said it so comfortably and right in front of me. I feel like it's what she's been calling her. You know, and I guess, I don't know, like, are there appropriate names for stepmom? Because, I mean, stepmom's a lot to say, and who wants to be called stepmom?
Thanks to Disney and Cinderella, that can add such a negative connotation.
Oh, yeah, the
wicked
stepmothers.
There are times, even when I speak about Brayson, I can remember on the radio years ago, When I said stepson, oh, people lost it. They were like, you need to say son. I can't believe this. He's not going to feel loved by you if you say stepson. And our family was never really particular about labels. But sometimes for simplicity, say son.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do say stepson because I feel like I need to necessarily explain, like, his mom is in the picture. His mom is here. This is where blended families get hard because there's so many emotions. There are expectations, there are egos, it gets hard. And I'm just thinking about your little girl, the fact that she felt comfortable enough to call her stepmom, mom, it's hurting you, but in a way it's like she may have someone in her life, it sounds like, that she feels cares for her and loves her as a mom would. Are you looking of how to handle this internally or how to talk to your ex or the stepmom? What do you want help with, Cassie?
I really need advice on how to talk to my ex and figure out why she, because if it was just her saying it, then that's one thing. But if she was told by him or her to call her mom, that's what I really want to understand.
Mm-hmm. You're uncomfortable, and that's that blended families. You, having these conversations are important. And there's a lot of people that can relate to what you're going through. So we have the phone lines open, 414-432-1099. Cassie has called into the show and she heard her daughter call her stepmom, mom. It has made Cassie uncomfortable. And the woman's only been in the child's life for a year. Who told her to say mom? Is she saying mom on her own? How does she talk to her ex about this? What advice do you have for Cassie? Again, 414-432-1099. I give you a ton of credit to talk about this, Cassie.
Yeah, and to bring it to relationship intervention, big time.
Because it's hard to talk about issues with blended families because it does involve little hearts and little minds. So take a listen to what the listeners have for advice, and then you'll call us tomorrow about 8:20 with an update?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I could really use some advice here.
All right, Cassie, we got you. It's Relationship Intervention on the Mix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.